Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the After Show for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend here on AfterBuzz TV. Nathaniel is still going on this nice streak. Josh is learning how to be a grown-up, and Rebecca's not going to lie anymore. We're going to talk about it in just a moment.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Forget it, forget it. You can just forget it.
You can just forget it.
I love Naomi.
I love Naomi Jo. I was so excited to see her. Thank you guys for tuning in today to the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Brianna Phipps, and we don't have our normal panel, but I have some lovely ladies that have joined us in the past joining us again today. Introduce yourself.
Hello. Oh, I'm Nino.
But who are you really?
I'm Yael Teagle. Yay!
And I am Drew Jones. What's up?
Wait up.
I was like, am I Tayron? No. Not today. Don't have my robe.
You don't have your robe on. So let's get right into it. What were your overall thoughts on this episode as a whole? It was our first one back from Thanksgiving break. We didn't get one last week. So what were your guys' thoughts?
I am really glad that we're moving forward. I feel like this season has been hit or miss in episodes actually progressing the plot. So I like that we moved forward. I feel like it was baby steps, but we did move forward. Yay!
Yeah, I agree with that. Plus, any episode that has Naomi is like, I'm sold. I just want like a Naomi spinoff. I just want to watch her all day.
The Jewish mom spinoff?
Yes, absolutely.
Where everyone just like talks terribly about each other.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I love Naomi, and I love that we got this episode with her. The other storylines I thought were a little weak, but I thought the her and Rebecca storyline was very strong, and I liked seeing them kind of lay it all out on the table, as so to speak.
Yeah.
And see how it went. But yeah, the other two storylines, which we'll get into, just okay for me.
Interesting. I really liked the Josh growing up storyline.
Well, let's get right into that one. So Josh is watching Rebecca's house while she is out of town since he is now homeless and sleeping at the YMCA after leaving Hector's mom's house. And we learn very quickly that he does not know how to do literally anything as far as taking care of himself or a house.
Mm-hmm.
Were we surprised?
No. 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 This feels right on track for Josh, right? Like, he's... You know, he's always been a mama's boy, and then he had a powerful, strong woman to take care of him, and then he moved in with Hector's mom, and, like, you know, he's always been lost, looking for work and looking for love and having to diagnose himself and then getting therapy. Like, this feels right on track. He's learning to be an adult. And it was great. It feels right, and I like that it didn't take too much of the storyline. Like, it would have been really annoying if we had to deal with this for multiple episodes.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad they just, like, nipped it in the butt. But it is concerning that, like, a 30-something-year-old man literally doesn't know how to do anything at all.
Oh, you need to meet more
30-something-year-old men. No, I know. I was like, but unfortunately, I know far too many 30-something-year-old
men. He reminded me so much of so many guys that I went to high school with when I would visit them right when they started college. And I would go to their dorm rooms, and I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, your mom isn't taking care of you anymore. Got it.
Yeah. It felt right. It felt very realistic.
The only thing I was surprised by, because I wouldn't have thought Valencia would have done everything. I thought she would have made him do some things.
I feel like that's a really good point, because I definitely questioned what their relationship was like. But she was bossy enough and, like, made all the decisions for them. So I feel like the entire home was her. So, like, she decorated and decided where things were. She probably took care of everything. And wouldn't let him touch things because she knew he'd mess it up.
And they probably ate out a lot, I guess.
Yeah. Because I definitely feel like Valencia is one of those, like she instructs someone to do something, and she's like, you know what, you're stupid. Let me show you how to correctly do it. So I'm not really surprised that
he's never had to.
That's true. But he learns. Daryl, you know, gives him a quick lesson. And
that's great.
And he learns. Yeah. And then he decides, you know what, I've grown into my own. I'm going to do something nice for Rebecca for letting me stay here. And he takes on a very intense project when Daryl's like, maybe something more simple.
You know, I was not surprised that he could do it. Because, like, remember, he has, like, 15 jobs.
But he couldn't do it.
Yeah, he had to hire someone.
But I wasn't surprised that he thought he could do it.
Yeah, I mean, no one was surprised that he thought
he could. But, like, it was reasonable. And I thought, you know, because he's a task rabbit. So the idea that he would hire a task rabbit, you know what I mean? Like, it makes sense. It worked for me.
But can I just say, like, I love the sentiment behind it. I love, you know, him wanting to do something nice. But if you stay at my house, I don't know if I want you to redecorate my house.
I don't know if you should decide for somebody else what their house should look like as a thank you. And maybe you could come up with the idea and run it by them when they get home. But, you know, luckily Rebecca's a pretty easygoing person, so she's not going to care. But other people, maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
I think buy it and be like, I got this for you. Would you like me to put it up?
Yeah.
That is a sufficient gift. Because it was really sweet. Like, the idea was so good. I thought he was going to put it on a different wall. Like, I thought her...
So she'd have a season on each wall.
I totally thought he was going to be like, yeah, and then this wall. And I was like, oh, this is terrible. But that's not what
he did. I did like, though, that he was like, I gave you seasons because you missed seasons. That was a sweet moment.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about some of the other sweet moments in a little bit. But we can't also just not forget that he killed the starfish.
Yeah, but she's killed the starfish.
I know, but we didn't know that yet.
That's just a weird pet to have in the first place, and so I don't...
I just didn't know how you kill a starfish that fast.
I don't know how you replace one that fast. I can't...
I guess many pet stores in West Covina sell starfish.
I can't imagine that. That can't be right.
I mean, that can't be right.
I mean, I grew up, like, a few blocks from the beach. Literally, I would just go walk down, and you could grab a starfish, but they live 4 hours from the beach.
In West Covina.
Yeah. Yeah, when they wanted to go to the pet store, I was like, you can get goldfish. I don't know that you can get... All right.
I also just feel like a starfish can't die that fast. I don't know too much about starfish, but in my head, I'm like, I feel like they can exist for a long time without sustenance.
My thought was that he gave it a pretzel. No, because he said, you're hungry, I'll get you a pretzel. And I went, that's how he killed it. It wasn't that he starved it. It's that he gave it a pretzel and then poisoned
it.
What
do starfish even eat?
Fish food?
I don't think they do, though.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought they were, like, the chinchillas of, like, the sea. Like, where they need very little care.
Chinchillas of the sea.
Yeah.
I really wish she had a chinchilla.
I don't know. I feel like I should know since I did grow up right near the ocean, but I don't.
I'm going to Google it after
someone, if you're in the chat, let us know. Google it. Find out what starfish eat. Yeah. Tell us. But moving on. We also here want to thank you guys for tuning in every week for us, and we want to let you guys know some ways that you can help us out as well.
Yeah, so our networks produce aftershows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. If you watch a show, there's a good chance that we are doing an aftershow for it. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans just like you and me. But we need your help. We're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. Super important. But if you're worried about the pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional. Hit the subscribe button now for this channel, and then check out our other channels. I suggest the drama and sci-fi, not just because I'm on those. So check out our other channels. Let us know in the comments. We will really, really appreciate it. You might even get a shout out on air. But for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. It really does help, not just for this channel, but all of our channels and all the shows that we do to get those subscribe numbers up, because it shows that we should keep giving you guys more.
Yeah, drama and sci-fi. Also, reality and competitions.
I mean, Drew's on reality, so later tonight she's on Chad Loves Michelle and Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, so you guys should come hang out because it gets a little
messy. So also reality.
Also reality.
Also anime would be a good one.
Facts.
Yeah, we have so many. So literally check them out. You can find, like Gail said, almost any show I think that you can think of, we cover. But back to Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and someone who thinks that they can be nice by forcing people to accept their niceness. Nathaniel. This is how I want to describe him, because that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because he starts off, he brings in the donuts, and he's like, eat a donut. Eat it.
Yeah.
He's taking the steps to be a nice, good person, but he also doesn't understand that You can't force people to do the things that you want them to do still.
Yeah, I'm irritated with Nathaniel because I feel like, I think we talked about this, he keeps trying to do better and then he reverts back. And I thought by the end of the episode he would revert back. So, but the fact that by the end of the episode he was doing nice for being nice and not pushing it was great, but like at the beginning I was so annoyed.
Yeah, I get frustrated. Like, for a long time, I just, like, didn't care what Nathaniel did because I was like, he's hot, whatever. Like, he's my eye candy of the show. I don't care about his actions. But as the season's gone on, I'm like, okay, like, get it together. You're a grown man. And so this episode, I was kind of over the whole forcefully nice thing because, again, you're a grown man. It shouldn't be that hard to be nice. But I'm glad by the end of it, we kind of had some genuine, you know, selfless acts of kindness.
The only forcefully nice thing that he did that I could relate to is when he wanted everyone to look at a certain picture. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that's something that all of us do. It's like, oh, look at my photo. Yeah. Did you see the photo I posted?
Right.
Did you tell me I was pretty yet?
Have you liked it yet?
For those who don't know, we're all on Instagram. Like our photos.
I also love that he forced his mom to go to a pumpkin patch, but the picture is just him.
Yeah, I also was
because I kept waiting for it to be her and him.
He was like, you want to see the picture of me and my mom? What? She's not there.
I guess she's the one taking the photos, my thought.
Has to be. Right?
Quality time is quality time, you know?
But also, it's very LA to be like, hey, take my picture.
I mean, yeah.
It's like when people, like, post photos of themselves, but they're wishing someone else a happy birthday, but the photo's just them, and you're like, where's the birthday person?
Do people do that?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, LA is chock full of people who are self-absorbed, just like our little Nathan.
Hey, happy birthday.
Look at me. I'm your present.
But by the end of it, so we think that he's going to kind of come down on Paula, because Paula has taken over the pro bono work that Rebecca's doing at the jail while she's gone, and helping especially Nikki, because she is about to get on parole, but is stuck with a bunch of fines for tickets and for not appearing in court because she was in jail, which can't believe that's a thing that happens, but it is. So Paula's kind of trying to help this out, and Nathaniel decides he's going to help, and he's like, this is helping people, I feel great. And Paula very rightly is like, writing a check for somebody while a start is not necessarily helping people in a grand scheme of things.
Yeah, I appreciated her pointing out things. There were a few things she pointed out that needed to be said, and I appreciated it. But I think it's nice that, like, that's the stuff where it was like, okay, he gets the right thing to do here is to help. And he's doing that. Whereas before it was, I'm being nice. And so I like that we got that that transition, that growth.
I just like that he was like, wait, is this what it feels? I feel warm.
It's not the time.
Yeah, I like when we get to see Nathaniel not be a robot, because he kind of is like that for the most part. But I liked also that he told Paula not to tell Rebecca, because I think that was when I kind of realized, okay, he's actually doing this because he's trying to be a better
person.
He's
not doing it for somebody else. Yeah. He's doing it because he generally thinks I should try to be a good person.
Oh, interesting.
That's how I took it.
I took it as, don't tell Rebecca because I don't want her to think I'm doing it for her. But he was doing it for her. And then would eventually get back to her. But he didn't want Paula to be the one to tell
her. I mean, I think that might be still part of it, because I think no one does 100% of selfless acts all like normally. Right. There's always a ulterior motive going on. But I do think that he is generally like, to get her back, I have to be a good person. I can't just act like a good person.
Mm. Okay.
So I think there might be a little of both. Who knows? We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But going on to Rebecca, she's going to New York because she's going, her mom is getting an award or honor of some sort.
Sure. Something was given to her.
Some Jewish award or honor is being given to her. And so Rebecca's going out there to, give support and also tell her mom everything.
Yeah. I liked that her mom knew everything. I really appreciated that. Because she was she was in the news.
Yeah. I'm like, are you really thinking your mom didn't know you went to jail?
Right.
I feel like that can't happen, not in today's world.
Yeah. But I also feel like it kind of speaks to the fact that moms know everything. Even, like, I remember I would, like, when I got older, I would confess things to my mom that I did as a teenager, and she was like, no, I know. And I'm like, how did you know? Because moms just know everything, no matter what.
Her mom was not only new, but just was like, I'm not surprised. Like, this is not anything new for me. Why are you acting like this is something I should be shocked by?
Yeah, I thought that would play more of a role when her mom was like, this is just stereotypical Rebecca. Like, this, and this. Of course, that's how it is. This is how you always do things. And I was really disappointed that that didn't, like, sink into Rebecca.
Yeah.
That, like, oh...
That wasn't a weird thing for me.
Yeah, that wasn't weird. That was very much.
She's all like, "You took my pills. Same thing you did in college. Right. You tried to do some huge act of something for someone that you loved.
Right.
Again, not nothing new.
Right.
And you would have gone to jail if it weren't for me before. And this time I wasn't there. You went to jail.
Well, she even said like you chose to go to jail. She knew that she chose to go to jail. Also, so like
for some, what was it?
Fakakta.
Fakakta. That's it.
Yes.
I was nervous, though, because she said you hadn't changed the law, and I was afraid that I was going to be, like, a trigger for Rebecca, where she was going to revert back to old ways, so I was kind of, like, holding out on it, but she didn't.
It actually surprised me that it didn't affect her more.
Yeah.
But I think that's trying to show us that she has grown now, that the old Rebecca would have affected, and maybe now she's, because she's taking all the steps she needs to take, it's not, like, she had her moral support there.
Right.
Valencia came with her, because she's staying with Valencia and her girlfriend in their... tiny, probably smaller than the room we're in right now.
100% smaller.
Apartment for $8,000 a month.
I really appreciate when she woke up. Because I was like, so when they showed us the bed, I went, well, where did they sleep?
I figured it was the couch bed.
I just was wondering because they didn't say it. Also, where's the bathroom?
They said earlier in a different episode that there was a shared bathroom down the hall.
Down the hall. I forgot about that.
No.
Yeah. So I appreciated that they showed us when they woke up that they were all together.
If nothing else, I feel like I looked at it and was like, I'm so glad that I at least have my own space.
Right?
Yeah.
I do love the refrigerator turning into a bed, though.
I did. That was actually like a nice little...
That's kind of cool.
I'm like, that's kind of cool. Except for I feel like all of the stuff in the refrigerator would... get shifted around all the time.
Absolutely. Also, I paid attention. That's a very shallow fridge.
Yeah.
You can't put a lot of stuff in there.
It made me feel like the fridge was just a decoration and not an actual fridge.
It's just the door.
They just have like a mini fridge somewhere that's of actual function.
I mean, they don't need to cook in that place. They'd start a fire.
It's New York. People, it's like, you don't cook in New York. Just like people don't cook in LA a lot of times. Everyone eats out.
Yep.
Facts.
But she goes and Audra Levine is... brought back to us with her mom.
Mm-hmm.
We have the whole cattiness going on where we find out that not only has Rebecca slept with Audra's husband, but it seems like Naomi maybe slept with her mom's husband.
Yeah, so good. That was so funny. I loved that.
I just love how they do it with the smile.
Of course.
Because that is so womanlike.
Yeah.
I'm just going to smile and also slap you in the face right at the same time.
I love that she's like, I'm not going to tell you how I know this, but...
He has saggy balls. Yep,
and likes them to be tickled.
Right.
And I was like, wow, well.
It's great.
Good info. But Audra is, you know, they've had this ongoing feud since they were kids because of their moms.
Mm-hmm.
And Audra is pregnant with triplets, triplet boys, which they're saying is a good thing. And I was like, oh.
Because I assume they're the first, so you want boys.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, everyone wants the firstborn to be boys. That's the heir.
Yeah.
The first should always be a boy, they say.
They say.
Whoever decided these things, the first should be a boy.
I mean, if I was having triplets, I'd hope that there was at least one girl in there so I wouldn't have to try again at all.
I just don't want triplets.
I mean, I don't want triplets either, but if I was going to have them, I would be like, can one be a girl so I'm just done?
Yeah, just good to go.
That looks uncomfortable. She looked uncomfortable.
Yeah, she looked very, like...
Well, she was also in heels.
And
girl, sit down. You have triplets.
Exactly. If you're pregnant with triplets, I feel like you shouldn't have to do anything. You've done your part for society.
Lay down.
Lay down. Yeah. You don't have to do anything else.
I will say, I love the scenes with them. I love seeing Naomi respond to people. But I get that Rebecca's trying to be honest. I also get, like, she was honest with her mom. She told her the truth. These people and their opinions matter to your mom.
Mm-hmm.
You got to, like, go along with it for her.
Yeah.
I don't care what your...
Which like, she eventually decides to do.
But, like, she was like, I can't. My philosophy is honesty. Right. But this isn't about you right
now. Yeah, but we all know with Rebecca, everything is always about her.
That's true. Yeah.
And she always takes things to the extreme. So she's like, I want to be honest. It's like... with her online dating profile, mm-hmm. she had to have her mug shot because they need to know she went to jail.
Right.
I mean, eventually, if you have a relationship with someone, maybe, honestly, they probably already know. But yeah, maybe disclose it.
I would like to know sooner rather than later.
But it doesn't have to be the first thing they see of you.
No, but I would like to know sooner rather than later.
I mean, like, before we get into bed, I probably want to know if you have a record or not. But if we're just, like, if I'm just getting a free dinner out of this, then...
But, like, yeah, go on the first date really and even see if you like the person before you feel like, should I disclose my entire life to them?
Sure, I guess... I would like to know in the first date, I think.
Yeah, but that by the end of the first date,
that's what
you
Google's
would go
for.
There.
That's true.
They don't need to know my entire life before we even go on the first date.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she should do it. I'm just trying to figure out where I'd want to know about someone's record.
I also think with the situation with her not wanting to lie to other people for the sake of her mom, like, you're coming into your mom's environment, your mom's day-to-day, so you should probably do what's not going to disrupt her day-to-day.
Also, like, not saying something, I know it's, like, on the thin line, but I don't think it's technically lying. You're just not
lying
saying.
By omission is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, if you're like, I am a lawyer, da-da-da-da-da, that's a lie, but if you just don't bring it up.
If they're like, how's work? And you're like, good.
Yeah, because you're not saying, work is good. It's just not.
Then you're not lying. Right. You're appeasing your mom.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But, you know, the underground of it all, though, was that Naomi had lied herself. Mm-hmm. Because she had said she had got this, and I had to write it down. Elaine, Boostler.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said Booster, sorry. Boostler. Who's a Jewish comedian, to come introduce her because they went to camp together 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't actually get her. We find this out because Rebecca has to read the email and realizes she's not coming.
Yeah.
So Rebecca's going to introduce her. But because that leads to the whole having to lie. But last minute, Valencia steps in, gets Elaine to come, introduce her mom. Everybody's happy. Everybody works out good. And Rebecca comes to the conclusion, you know, I don't have to tell everybody everything.
Right. I loved this whole Elaine Boostler thing, especially because she explains, like, oh, I know who your mom is. I didn't want to do it. And I was like, that's great. That's wonderful.
She's like, have you met your mother?
Well, because it's better than, like, most times it's, I don't know who your mother is. Like, yeah, we were there. I don't remember her. And so this was a fun twist where she's like, of course I remember. No.
It's yeah, great. It was very Mariah Carey, like, I don't know her. And I was like, yes, I love that level of petty.
Yeah.
I also love how quickly she could, like, switch it to turn on to, like, we're friends.
Right. It was great. Well, yeah, she fakeness. Got a good gig.
Yeah.
She got a good gig out of it.
Facts. She got so coin.
So her mom was happy. She was happy. She goes home. She happens to love the fall scene that Josh gave her and invites him to live with her so that he doesn't have to go sleep at the YMCA. Is this a good idea?
I thought she was going to invite him to move in at the beginning of the episode when he was like, I don't have anywhere to live. Because she has an open room. So the fact that it took till the end of the episode and now we're going, oh, this might be a bad idea. I thought it was going to happen to begin with. So I was like, oh, good, we got there.
Yeah, I obviously think it's a bad idea. I am in the same boat with you. I thought it was going to happen already. But I was really hoping she was going to prove me wrong and we were going to get some real growth. But no.
I mean, the minute I saw Josh in her room with her in the beginning of the episode, when she's packing, I was like, wait, are we friends again? When did that happen?
Right.
Were you guys talking? And that was surprising. So I was like, okay, where are we going with this? And then, you know, made sense to ask him to move in from her character point of view.
Right. Yeah. I mean, she's doing better. He's doing better.
And she also doesn't like to be alone.
Right. I think they can, I mean, until what ended up happening, I think that, like, I thought that they could try to do this because that would be real growth for them.
Well, what ended up happening is they're having fun. She's like, I forgot how nice you could be. Flashback to all the good times, which is a real thing that humans do. It's like you forget all the bad things for a second and just focus on the good. But then 2 seconds later, when she finds out with Nathaniel what he's doing, flashback to him. Now we got another potential love triangle happening.
Yeah.
But we don't know if Josh is into her. We know Nathaniel is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we'll get into it more in predictions, but what were your overall thoughts with what happened here?
It felt a little like this is the final season. We want to give the fans one, like, the fans who want the Josh and Rebecca thing one more, like, shot at hope. It just felt, I don't know, it felt a little forced for me, but I don't want her with either. Like, I want her to do her. I don't want her with either of them.
I definitely thought after, after they showed us the flashbacks of Josh, I was like, oh, are they trying to set up that they're, like, that now they've both grown and now could be in a healthy relationship? That's an interesting idea to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's what they're trying to give us. Like, each season has been her dealing with love in a different state of mind, and so this is her dealing with love in a more healthy state of mind.
Right.
I don't...
But it feels like they're really, like... They gave us characters that were flawed. They were like, here's our character. Here's Rebecca. Not that Rebecca. And then we're going to introduce a character as a love interest that is clearly wrong for her. And then in the end, they went, oh, we have to wrap this up. You know what? Let's make all of the wrong for her right for her now.
I just also feel like they wanted to keep Josh in the show. And they were like, how do we do that?
Yeah. My problem with the potential of her ending up with either of them is it almost comes off as, like, her choice to have self-care and to, like, you know, work with her mental illness is rewarded by her going after the guy that, or getting the guy that she kind of went into a black hole for. I just feel like, I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, we don't know if she'll even end up with any of them.
Sure.
We'll get into that with predictions. But before we do that, let's get into our special segments. So, first segment that we'll do is our song segment where we kind of go over and discuss the different songs in the episode.
Yeah.
So, the first song we got, this one, was called How to Clean. It was a little tease of a song. It came and gave me the feel of, I'm having a few people over. with Daryl trying to teach Josh how to take care of things, and he's so excited by it, and the end result is you pick things up and put them back where you got them.
I was so sad that it ended. I was like, what? There's so much more you can teach him. You know, like, how to sweep and vacuum.
How to do laundry.
Right.
How to cook, because the spaghetti cooking was the worst thing ever.
I thought he was going to burn the apartment
down. It gave me anxiety me watching. Too. I was like, no, please don't do that. But I liked that it was so short. Because it was just, I don't know, it was, like, funny, because, like, haha, I'm not going to do this for you, you have to learn yourself, because you're an adult.
I liked Daryl's, you pick things up.
Yeah. The end.
But now that I'm thinking about it, too, it also, not only did it have a somewhat feel of the, we're having people over, but also the, my sperm are really healthy. So they kind of fused Daryl's little rapping-esque songs, or party-esque songs, together to tease us, and then be like, nope.
Yeah, I wanted a full song.
Maybe they might still give you a full song. They did that with Period Sex. They just didn't put it in the show.
Yeah, but that was because they kept interrupting Period Sex. Not that that was the end of the song. It's not like the song ends with Period Sex. That's it. All right.
True. The next song we get, which we heard a little bit in the beginning of the show, is Forget It, which is Naomi being like, forget it, you're not going to tell people the truth.
Who is this? What is this? Yeah. I did not catch the reference, and I felt terrible.
I don't know either. It felt very, like...
Madonna-y?
Maybe Madonna. It kind of felt very Disney villain.
I was going to say, it felt very Evil Queen, and I wasn't mad at it.
I mean, she looked great.
Yeah.
I think there was a very... Like, this, I think, was a very specific reference. And then she kept doing the hand thing.
It was kind of, the hand thing was Madonna-y to me.
Yeah, so
this,
that's...
And this part I love, which is with all the moms.
There's the hand thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the moms that are just, like, doing their little different thing, and then they get to the white mom, and she's just like, it's fine.
Yeah. I really, the best. I loved it. I wish I would have understood the reference.
I don't know. I need to look it up more, but if you guys in the chat know, let us know, but I didn't catch the reference unless it is just Madonna.
I was going to say, maybe, because there are a couple other Madonna references, so maybe it is Madonna, but I have no idea what song it's. Mm-hmm. I'm not, like, a Madonna fan like that.
And then the last song we get is If You Ever Need a Favor in 50 Years, which is a very spot-on-the-nose song for exactly the situation that we're in with Naomi and Boozler.
I loved it. It was amazing. Really made me miss all my camp friends.
Is it bad that my favorite part of it was just the very end when they're like, my dad is a... And then they whatever their dad was.
Yes. It was great. It was so good.
Yeah, no, I loved it. It reminded me of, like, cheer camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I was here for it. And I loved it. It's, like, 50 years ago is when they went, and they still remember this song, and it's...
Yeah, but that's true. Well, people always cling into their past.
The songs.
That is true.
This was the time of their life.
Yeah.
At this Jewish camp.
Yeah.
That you will always help your sisters in 50 years if they need a favor.
Yep.
Yeah.
So good.
That's good. And then I liked that they had her stand up and be like, wow, that really was exactly perfect for this exact situation.
Yep. It was great.
I like that. I always love when they call stuff out like that. Mm-hmm. Let's get into our second special segment, which is our Rebecca Bunch crazy meter, mm-hmm. where we rate her on a scale of 1 to 10 how crazy she was this season.
Go crazy.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah. So.
Shook.
Drew, what's your rating for her today?
She's not that crazy this episode. I'm going to give her, except for the Josh thing. So I'm going to give her a 4.
I was going to go with a 2.5. Okay. Because, and the only thing that I think was crazy was the dating app honesty thing.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, I was going to give her around like a 3 or 3.5 maybe because of the, I think it is a little crazy to be like, let me be honest to everybody 100% of the time because no. And then also, yeah, the Josh thing because I don't know if it's the best decision.
Don't move in with your exes. That's weird.
Or like at least not when we don't even know that you've been friends. Like to my knowledge, as of right now, this is like the first time they've really talked and hung out.
Well, but
to move right to moving in.
When was the last time you saw her?
The last time in the show that mm-hmm. we know that they've seen each other, I feel like has it even been this season?
They definitely have seen each other this season. I'm trying to... But that's the point. Like, it's hard to put your finger on when it was.
Like, the last time I, in my head, can 100% be like, this is when it... Oh, you know what it was? The party. When she threw the party.
When she brought all the kids.
To the goodbye one. But that was, like, him coming to a goodbye party. Wasn't them hanging out. The last time they hung out...
Sure, but, like, okay, that's... So, like, that's when they reconnected. And he knows that her roommate's gone. And she needs a house sitter.
Yeah, but I need to know that they've been friends. Like, for me, this is just like, as a watcher, they just reconnected and now we're moving in.
And it wasn't just like a normal breakup. You know, it's not like they necessarily went on the best terms. It was a fairly extreme, like, left at the altar.
And then her, like,
trying to ruin his life.
Trying to ruin his life, making it seem like she's going to kill his mom or something. Him saying, stay out of my life and stay away from my family. Like, it was not a peaceful, cordial ending.
I would assume that since the suicide attempt and her coming back home, because he came and then she was like, it's not about you or it's not about Josh. And he heard that and left. I want to say since then they had to have discussed it. We just don't know it.
I mean, if we're assuming it, then I maybe, but still, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. But with that, let's get into our news and gossip segment.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So the first part of News and Gossip, I just looked up Elaine Boozler because I had never heard of her, so I wanted to learn a little bit about her.
Tell us about her.
So it looks like she was a singer and dancer originally and doing a lot of improvisation in New York City. But the thing that I saw that was really interesting to me was that in 1986, she became the first female to get her own one-hour comedy special on cable when Showtime aired Party of One.
Great.
Hmm. So, I mean, I just think that it was like
we love someone.
Unknown name.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to give a little bit about her. Yeah, she does mainly stand-up comedy. She's not something that I guess that many people would have known. It was really good in the show when they just named all these people that everybody knows and then went to her. But that was a nice little shout-out to her. And that is such a cool thing to have, is that to be the first female to have your one-hour comedy special.
Breaking glass ceilings and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to have a little thing for her. The other part of news I had is that Rachel Bloom was talking in an article a little bit about what could potentially happen past Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. It seems like the main thing she wants to do is catch up on TV because she hasn't had a chance to do anything in the past 4 years because she does so much on the show. And, you know, it's a lot of grueling hours.
I can't wait for her to watch Handmaid's Tale.
But she said that she, you know, she's considering recording an album. She's considering doing a Broadway show, creating a Broadway show. And the one thing she says, don't suggest another network show.
Hmm. Does that mean possibly a cable show?
But that's what she wanted for this show originally, right. Remember, because she wanted it to be a lot darker and dirtier than it is. And she said that it did teach her a lot, though. In the article, she did mention it taught her to have kind of a structure.
Right.
And not be able to... She tried to test the limits, but not being able to always go past the limits that she wanted to. So that's interesting. But yeah, she apparently is just not interested in doing another network show. I think she wants to just explore other things and do a lot more. And a network show does kind of keep you tied down.
Yeah. I would love to see her do something like where she doesn't have any limits, where she can completely just... Because I think whatever she's hilarious, and I think whatever she'd come up with if she didn't have any limits would be equally as hilarious and fascinating.
I think she's much more likely to get her cable show now that she's has like proof of concept.
Yeah, and I think that she can do all of the things. I think that she could have her record deal, she could do a Broadway show and a cable show now. Yep. And this show thankfully has given her the means to be able to do that. So we're excited to see what she has coming up for us later of past Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Let's get into our predictions for next week's episode.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I am a little annoyed with these teasers that they're giving us. Because
they're
like, literally not even 5 seconds.
Right, but it's like a chunk of a scene as opposed to an actual promo.
Yeah.
I hate it.
But because of this promo, we know, and we knew before because we announced it on the news, that this will be the return of Gray as Skylar Astin and not as...
Yeah.
I think they're setting up this idea that every man is now right for her and that she has to like figure out what she wants to do. Because that's what it felt like they were doing by Nathaniel like fixing himself and Josh fixing himself. And we're going to see the new and improved Greg. So like, I think that's my prediction, is that they're setting up like, look, these guys that you like are now... healthy and you're healthy.
Like, they're now, and you now are both in a position to potentially be together.
Which, yeah. I don't like that.
I hope it's like she pulls like a Ariana Grande thank you next type of thing, where she kind of reflects on it and she's like, I'm good on this.
That song should have come out months ago.
I know. It's kind of weird that they're like, I mean, obviously they didn't know, but like, it's interesting that it's lining up like that. But I would like to see that happen.
Mm-hmm. I am excited to see what they're going to do with Greg now, having him back and having him be in a better place, because we haven't seen him in so long.
Yeah.
Like, we've kind of created this journey with Nathaniel and Josh, and we've been with them through their changes, but we haven't been with him. The only thing that we've known about Greg is that he went to school and that his dad had said that he's with a girl and he was happy now. So is he still with the girl? Mm. Is he not with the girl? Is he back for good? Is he just back for a visit? I'm assuming he's going to be here for the rest of the season, but I don't know 100%.
Are we going to see his dad?
Oh, yeah.
Is she going to see his dad?
Yeah, we got to deal with that.
Is he going to bring it up? Like, my dad told me that you guys slept together.
He should have come back this episode while she's doing her honesty with everyone. Because then she'd be like, I slept with your dad.
Tinder bio.
I just wonder though if his dad's already told him that, if he already knows.
Oh, I can't wait to find out.
But so I am interested to see what they're going to do with him. Also, what Skylar Astin is going to do with the part, because it does make at least sense to me that since he's such a different person now, to have someone else playing him, it won't be as shocking or as weird, because at least to have him having a different personality would be a little more making sense.
Right.
I'm interested. I don't know. I'm not completely sold on the whole having a different actor play him.
Yeah, I'm not either, but I'm trying to stay open-minded to it.
Totally down. I like the idea that she saw him as one thing and now she can see clearly. And I like that idea. I would think it would have been really great if, instead of the flashbacks, Josh turned into someone else and so did Nathaniel. That would have been great.
That would have been interesting.
If she, like, all of a sudden is seeing people for who they are.
Is she seeing him for who he really is, or is she just like, it's been so many years, I remember you differently, is how I thought that they were explaining it.
I had read, but I could be wrong, that it was that she saw him differently.
Hmm. Well, we'll see in the next episode. I don't know for a fact, but I feel like that's probably going to be the last episode before we go on hiatus until January. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with that, if they leave us with a cliffhanger. I feel like they were waiting for Greg to come back to really get the season going. Mm. So I'm hoping, because also we don't have that many more episodes, so we kind of have to get this storyline moving at a quicker pace than we've had. So we'll see what happens. Until then, though, and if I don't know if you guys will be joining us again anymore during the season, but where can they find you?
You guys can find me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
I'm Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's Y-A-E-L-T-Y-G-I-E-L. And right after this, I will be talking Midnight Texas right here on AfterBuzz TV's drama channel. Nope, sci-fi channel. Drama's where SVU lives.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Bri, B-R-I underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S. And until next week, we'll see you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.